fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 10th day of November. The prepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. Make sure you've got twice as much alternative fuel as you think you may need for this coming winter. The Old Farmer's Almanac, other sources are saying it's going to be a harsher winter than we're used to. The second part, if you want to send confidential first-class mail, make sure you have aluminum foil front back of whatever the contents are. I've had listeners do this for years, Republic Broadcasting also. The technology exists to see through the envelope without opening up and read the contents. With the aluminum foil, that's not possible. Okay, we do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 20 years ago, more than a quarter century ago, actually, to understand, learn, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international commerce conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. He writes 1 or 2 excellent articles a week and 6 books for sale that he authored and co-authored at amazon.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, here we are again. It seems like these Wednesdays roll around more quickly every week, doesn't it, sir?
Yes. Yes, it does.
It does. we have some unusual developments. Governor Newsom is AWOL. There's no public acknowledgement of where he is or why he's not the normal public person he is. He's known to sometimes take off to go to the beach and go surfing with no notice and just disappear for a couple of days. But I think we're way past his normal unplanned, unnotified disappearance, aren't we, sir?
I guess, you know, Steve Kirsch, I should say, who follows this COVID vaccine problem, is saying he's 90% sure that the California governor is suffering from Bell's palsy because of his booster shot. So we'll have to see.
Well, we will have to see. Bell's palsy is a debilitating condition. What I don't know is if the Bell's palsy is something that's treatable, something that is a temporary, something that's permanent. I don't have that knowledge. Do you, sir?
I think that it can be resolved, but I think it's pretty serious, and it sometimes isn't.
I've seen the videos. I don't recall seeing anybody in person with Bell's palsy, but the videos have been horrific. A previously healthy, normal person, able to live a normal, healthy life, is completely debilitated and can't control their face muscles, can't control their arms and legs. It's horrific, isn't it, sir?
Yeah. Well, any serious neurological condition, like that, we depend on our nervous system for everything, from moving our muscles to, getting around and talking and being able to do things for ourselves, to become completely dependent on other people for everything, for going to the bathroom, for eating, for taking water. It's appalling to imagine being disabled in that way.
It is. And for an elected official like a governor, it would be devastating. He's been a big supporter of all the silliness around the make-believe fantasy of the COVID-19 pandemic, the wearing masks, shutting down businesses, social distancing. I confirmed, Jeff, I don't know if you and I talked about it, but when I first heard more than a year ago that the social distancing thing came from a 14-year-old college, high school freshman, female freshman, I thought, well, that can't be true. And I researched it and confirmed, yes, indeed. The whole social distancing of staying 6 feet apart came from a 14-year-old high school female student who was writing a term paper. Her father worked for one of the government health services, saw the term paper his daughter wrote, and thought, wouldn't this be great to implement nationwide? Of course, when you cough or sneeze, those particles go out 50 feet. They don't go 5.5 feet and drop to the ground. They go out 50 feet and drop to the ground. The whole thing that Governor Newsom has been supporting publicly, including getting the COVID shots, may be biting him in the butt. We don't know yet, do we, sir?
No, but if you're the governor of a state and nobody's seen you for 2 weeks, kind of strange.
It is kind of strange, absolutely. Well, my belief is that there's some deal been cut between Governor Newsom and the Chinese Communist Party. The state of California has what would be normally thought of as an embassy of a country in China. The relationship and the partnership between California and China is very scary, isn't it, sir?
Well, that's one of the reasons I left the state. I could see that these politicians in California were way too close to China. In fact, you know that the pension funds of the California state employees are invested in China.
Amazing. Now, China, there's a free trade zone areas around the country. The nearest one to me is the metro Kansas City area. The Chinese usually have a presence in these free trade zones, don't they, sir?
I'm not really well informed on that particular. I would assume so. Yeah, I mean they're everywhere, really. They don't.
Well they are.
Trade zone to function.
We probably have a listener or two who has done a deep dive into the free trade zones, but my understanding of the free trade zones is whatever real estate they have, whether it's 2 or 3 acres or 10 or 20 acres inside the free trade zone, that's considered a sovereign. Real estate of whatever country has that free trade zone property. It could be Russia or China or Argentina.
Well, that can't be constitutional.
That's a good question. And we had a similar thing come up, I know, when I was running for Congress. Germany had a military base at one of the inside one of our Air Force bases in, I believe, Arizona. I think it was Alamogordo. I'm not positive. But there were some similar questions raised at the same time as you raised about the constitutionality of sovereign territory inside the United States. At the time, it was 1996, Jeff, was mentioned there had not been a foreign military presence with their own sovereign territory since the War of 1812. It does raise some serious constitutional questions, doesn't it, sir?
Well, the idea that some legislature, state legislature, can give away sovereign territory of the United States to another country is, it just can't be.
Well, this would be a federal authority, not state.
Only the president and the Senate could do that.
Exactly.
The way the Constitution works is that that would be a treaty, and there's no treaty. You know, unless there is a treaty that I don't know about.
Yeah. Well, like I say, neither one of us have looked into them that much, and maybe it's something that bears some value to look into them a bit deeper there. Okay. Okay, it says here, this is the Customs and Border Protection website. This is the official government website. Free trade zones are secure areas under U.S. Customs and Border Protection supervision and generally considered outside Customs and Border Patrol territory upon activation. Located in or near Customs and Border Protection ports of entry, they are the United States version of what are known internationally as free trade zones. So it says right there that they're under their supervision, but they're considered outside CBP territory upon activation. That's the first couple of sentences in the first paragraph there at the official website of the Customs and Border Protection United States government website there, Jeff. Regardless, you publish one or two new articles a week, and there's a way people can subscribe to those and help support you. Tell us how that works, Jeff.
Well, at the bottom of every article, there's a subscription button, and you can contribute $15. It's quarterly. To helping me keep going, so I can keep doing my research and writing.
And I hope people will do that. Your work is very unique. It's a pretty short list of men and women who sat across the interview table from former KGB agents, which you have done on a number of occasions, and then published your findings based on those interviews, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, I had relationships with different former KGB and GRU people.
Now, have there been defections from either Communist China or North Korea that we're aware of that you might gain access to some of those folks?
Not intelligence defectors. I've read about them. I've known people who've interacted with them, but I haven't directly interacted with Chinese intelligence people.
Well, that would be a fascinating interview or two or three, wouldn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's they're trained the same as the Russians. In fact, the Russians set up a lot of their service systems and their military and domestic intelligence at the end of World War II and before. They had given them advisors and whatnot. But China has this unique thing where, Chinese communism, Maoism is Marxism-Leninism with Chinese characteristics. So the Chinese characteristics are pretty interesting because they have ancient traditions of strategy and thought that go back a long way, which they have integrated into the Marxist-Leninist system. And these ideas make them particularly dangerous. in terms of their what it is they want.
Going back to the free trade zones, actually in the United States, they're legally called foreign trade zones. Internationally, they're known as free trade zones. And there's several statutes, 19 United States Code, Section 81 Alpha, and 15 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 400, and Customs and Border Patrol Regulations, in both and also in the 19 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 146. It's having that kind of access and that kind of protection is something I'm not really comfortable with. I'm going to be looking into this a bit deeper myself, Jeff. I just have an uncomfortable feeling with the whole idea that they've got these things even exist, and that the oversight is not what it could and should be. Anyway, Jeff, what's on your radar that's really got your attention regarding the international commerce conspiracy this week, sir?
Well, I wrote a piece that's fresh on the website this morning, and it's about the problems with intelligence. They just came out that there was a intelligence report on the origins of COVID-19, and the intelligence community would not determine that it was made in a lab when it clearly was. They were balking it. They were trying to fudge it, because they didn't want to say China had made a bioweapon. And this is rather interesting. So I went into what's wrong with the same thing is wrong with our intelligence community that's wrong with the media. They're educated in universities that have given them a Marxist standpoint or a far left standpoint by which to understand everything. And that standpoint is suicidal. It is not clarifying, but it leads them to always the wrong conclusions. You know, the real problem in the world, of course, is the patriarchy, and racism. The fact that white people are all racist. That's the real problem, according to modern college education, of the country,
Well, and that's the message they put out. And unless the students accept that message as being true and regurgitate it in their term papers and any other papers are in a verbal communication with the instructors, they're not going to be able to graduate from that institution, will they, sir?
Well, if they graduate, they won't be headed for a job in the bureaucracy, right? I mean, most people nowadays, I mean, the bureaucracy hires people with degrees from universities. So if you want to get anywhere, you have to go to the university. And you see it in the bureaucracy. If you're not of the politically correct persuasion, you are not getting the promotion. You're not getting a good job. You might be able to get a lower level position somewhere, but if they're desperate for people. But they're always going to prefer to go to one of the politically correct to hire them, to hire a minority, a woman, even a guy who's very left wing. That's what they're going to want. And this is how slowly, as the older, less politically correct management ages out, that's who replaces them. And then everything goes to the left. All our institutions, all our bureaucracies, all of our, and the intelligence community is a bureaucracy.
I see the introductory paragraph here at your most recent article, which was published today. The most recent article is titled, "A Failure of Intelligence, Arcan Intelligence Failure." RN Intelligence Failure. We have a break here. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best way, really, seriously, the best way to protect your home, your car, your truck, your generator from EMP. A great $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Excellent articles written there once or twice a week. And you can subscribe to those articles and help support Jeff's work. His books for sale at Amazon.com. Excellent books, I recommend as well. And Jeff, I want to read the quotation here at this article than what you published today. The title of the article is "A Failure of Intelligence or an Intelligence Failure." And you're quoting Joe Hoff, the editor of the Gateway Pundit, comes out of St. Louis, my hometown. Here's a quote from Joe Hoff. "Despite the overwhelming scientific evidence that COVID-19 could not have evolved in nature, and therefore must have been created in a laboratory, it came as no surprise that U.S. intelligence agencies released an inconclusive report about its origin." So what you're saying there, Jeff, sounds like these intelligence agencies are being politically correct in their reporting. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, I mean, when you have an obvious conclusion that you're supposed to come to and you resist coming to it, why? You know, what is the disconnect? And, of course, the disconnect is you do not want to say that China has done this. You do not want to say that the Chinese communists are our enemies and our deadly enemies, because it ends up changing the way everything here would work. We would have to change everything if they that conclusion, and they went to the president and they went to the military and they said the Chinese have done this to us. It is a weapon that they made, however, whoever financed it, whoever started the genetic research here in this country, they turned it into a weapon and they released it. This ends up becoming a hot potato. And because of the nature of the leftist philosophy that's been imposed on our institutions, we are unable to functionally defend ourselves properly because we're intellectually, basically defenseless. We've been intellectually disarmed. And so it is an intellectual failure, but it's also an intelligence failure. So it's a failure of intelligence and an intelligence failure. They're not very intelligent the way they analyze this, and they're not honest either. And this pervades all our institutions, the press as well. But with the intelligence community, it's just egregious because we depend on them to give us warnings of an impending war or surprise attack from us. And right now, China is getting ready. They've done further mobilizations. They've extended their conscription. I don't know if you've seen those articles. So they're continuing to build up their capacity as they're pushing out weapons. And so they're producing fewer consumer goods. What, they're turning factories over to more weapons production? Is that what they're doing? It looks like it. So we are, you know, and of course, why are they doing this? Are they doing this because they've launched a biological attack, and if we wake up, they have to be ready for all-out war? Is that why they're doing it? Are they expecting to actually launch an invasion and to clean us up once the biological attack has run its course and they've collapsed our economy and turned us against each other and so on? Well, we'll have to see.
Well, sir, General Sun Tzu, of course, was Chinese. He wrote his book, which is older than the Christian Bible, more than 2,000 years ago. The Chinese general staff, They understand and follow the concepts of General Sun Tzu in their planning. And I'm a student of Sun Tzu as well. And it would be a smart thing, following the precepts and the advice of General Sun Tzu, to strike at your enemy when they're at their weakest. I don't know if we're at our weakest yet, but we must be fast approaching that point. What do you think, sir?
Well, if they collapse our economy and send the country into chaos, is the defense system even going to be able to be maintained? Are we going to be able to defend ourselves under those conditions of social chaos and collapse? And that's what, you know, the lockdowns have really battered the economy. The indebtedness has increased incredibly. We've got another, you know, almost $10 trillion added to the national debt. And there's no end in sight. This crazy Biden wants to spend more than any president has ever spent. They would just want to hand the money out to anything to break the bank. And the first thing that happens when the bank breaks is you can't finance a military establishment, not one the size of ours. And right now, the Chinese and the Russian navies combined are more than double the size of our navy.
That's amazing. The lack of navy in years past was our ace in the hole, but that's gone. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, private consultations help people. They help people gain the clarity, gain the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. And I really like doing them. I look forward to doing them. I've got a couple coming up here, including an all-weekend conference consultation. Details at my website. At thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. You can spend many hours educating yourself, informing yourself, and making yourself happy, making yourself angry, making yourself sad. There's a lot there. Just covering all kinds of topics. And, of course, the energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner because you want to get your life back, you can't do the things you want to do anymore, walk in the park, go dancing with your honey, whatever it might be, the energy cleaner will help you get past that arthritis pain, be able to do the things that you haven't been doing for years. The energy cleaner will also help you get the best night's sleep you've had in years. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Excellent articles published there at least once, sometimes twice a week. His books are sale at amazon.com. And Jeff, before the break, you were reminding me of how I got hooked on intelligence. I was 19 years old, a student at U.S. Military Intelligence School in Baltimore, Maryland. I had a Sunday morning duty to serve coffee to the officers in the officers' mess. And these two men, they were old enough to be my father. They were at least in their mid-40s and older. I was only 19. So I'm standing there at parade rest, eyes straight ahead, but my ears were wide open. And I heard these two men, this is the spring of 1967, May of 1967, and one officer, these are intelligence officers, one saying to the other, you know, these Golan Heights are going to cut loose any day now. And it was only a few days later that the Six-Day War broke out. And as soon as the war broke out, I thought to myself, this is really neat. I'm in military intelligence, and I can find out about stuff before it happens. And, Jeff, that's the whole purpose of military intelligence, is to know about and report to the proper people, report things before they happen, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's about reading intentions and seeing what people are preparing to do, reading the signs, you know, because people telegraph their moves without realizing it all the time. You see a military buildup, okay, is it a feint? Or are they really going to go through with it? Look at other intelligence, try to figure it out. Yeah, it's a whole subject matter in itself.
It is absolutely a whole matter of itself. And we have about, 17 intelligence agencies connected to the U.S. government?
I think it's 16, but who knows? There might be one I've missed.
Well,
yes,
in the high teens.
Yeah, 16
at some point,
or 17. Yeah.
Right. At some point, the actual number doesn't matter so much. But General Flynn was in charge of all of those intelligence agencies. And
he was just the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Well, I thought that had an overall view, but regardless, he being an honest guy and not being a deep state guy, he posed a clear and present danger to all the deep state people, didn't he, sir?
Well, Obama appointed him originally. He was a Democrat, and he was sort of independent-minded, and that irritated Obama, so they got rid of him. Then Trump liked him, and so he ended up as Trump's national security advisor, and they didn't like that, and so they kind of did him dirty with this. They dirtied him up with this Russia thing.
I understood. We got a caller here, Jeff. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff, before the break also, you had said something that was along the lines of what I'm calling about. You talked about, you know, Sun Tzu and waiting for the enemy to be in a weakened state. And we've recently had that abysmal military exercise. We beat the British in 1776, but in this recent Marine combat exercise, the British Marines beat up on the U.S. Marines pretty badly, and like they're playing a video game or something. They just said they wanted to hit the reset button and a do-over, you know, in the middle of the exercise. And then also I'm hearing from market analysts and economists now that we're at a point now where the hands of the Fed are pretty much tied in terms of raising interest rates. They really can't do much of anything. And I'm wondering what your take is on especially the economic situation where, you know, the debt's escalating multiple trillions and the market's extremely sensitive and overvalued, and yet they cannot even afford to have an interest rate increase of like 0.25% or something like that. What's your take on this in terms of military and financial situation?
Well, we're under... It's not just a biological attack, of course, with COVID-19. It's an attack on the economy, which, of course, the global warming narrative is as well. And the Democratic Party is, and their elected leaders in Congress and in the White House are aiding and abetting that attack on our economy. And they're trying to debase our currency of course, by inflating it, by digitally creating more of it. And, of course, we got into this difficult position with our trade position where, you know, we maintain our indebtedness by basically buying our own bonds, essentially. And it's a crazy thing. But the only thing that sustained us through this is that the United States dollar is the reserve currency of the world because we're defending all these other allies of ours. You know, whoever complains behind closed doors, people in our allied countries are saying, oh, no, we're happy to receive America's exported inflation because they're defending us. And the export of our inflation on these other countries is a real thing. Because they all use our currency and there's demand for it, we don't suffer the full effects of our inflation here. That's how we've gotten by right. with it all these years. They call it exporting the inflation.
They used to speak yeah. of, they call it the carry trade, where Japan would buy up U.S. debt, and then China was buying up U.S. debt. And then in the absence of foreign nations, now the Fed has started buying up T-bills and stuff like that. So, of course, that's the debt,
but exporting the inflation is a different thing. It's a different matter. Other countries are absorbing our inflation because they are using dollars to trade in. So they're buying up dollars, not just borrowing them, but buying them up for trading purposes. As our inflation inflates, they take the hit on that. And they do that knowingly. It's not like we're ripping them off. They're getting something for it. They're getting defended by it. And, of course, it upholds the international trading system. We maintain, you know, the free navigation of the seas like the British Navy did. So this is the international system. The Chinese and Russians want to break it down. They want to dominate. They want to secure everything, and they want everybody else under their thumb. So the whole matter is how to transition. And, of course, what we're seeing now is their more recent attempt. It looks like they failed. China's now buying dollars because they were thinking that they didn't need them because they were going to destroy our system. And they were going to the back currencies used for international trading, some kind of combination plate. But that hasn't worked. So what's happening now is China's suddenly in a panic buying mode of dollars, which is relieving our problem, and it's showing theirs. Their system is actually the one that's starting to crash. And this was always a danger in economic warfare. If you don't succeed, it redounds onto you, and you are suddenly caught in your own trap. And it looks like this has really hit the Chinese. I'm not sure what the Russian situation is. It's probably they've been having distress, but I think the rise in oil energy prices is helping them. So because China's problem, it's an energy importer. Russia makes money from exporting energy. So Russia's able to survive this, but China is really, give you one example. A Wall Street banker I talked to not long ago told me that expect the Chinese economy to collapse by the end of the second quarter next year. And so that's not to say we're not going to suffer some bad economic effects, but we may survive without a total collapse. You know, everything is up in the air now. And this is why some military experts talking to these financial experts are really worried that China is going to start a war, because the Chinese officials are looking at this going, how do we get out of this? And a war may be their only way out.
Wow.
So that's what's so dangerous right now.
And then for the winter, you have this, you know, the Russia selling, natural gas to Europe, and Israel being in a position to sell to Europe and stuff like that. So they sort of have a mutual interdependence, you know, between European nations and Russia and Israel, all, you know, Israel and Russia both functioning as vendors of energy. And then in China, we've had these payment defaults by the Chinese, real estate banks that have happened recently.
They have even more serious problems within their system. And, of course, they don't even hold as many of our bonds as they used to because they've been trying to sell them off. I mean, when you're desperate for cash, you're desperate for cash. There's been – when you have – the problem with a managed socialist form of capitalism is that it's not, they have price controls and it's not a true market system within their own economy, and they've made so many mistakes. It creates an environment for malinvestment. Now, that's since the last Asian financial crisis, 1998, they did some reforms then, but that's more than 20 years. That's like 23 years now that they have had this situation where they've been malinvesting. They've created cities they don't even need, which there's no return on the investment there. And of course, they've overbuilt their military. They've overinvested in their military, and there's no real return on that for them. So they've suddenly hit the wall in terms of their banks are empty. They're out of money. They're trying to turn around consumer goods, and they hear their own COVID attack and lockdown on the West has made it difficult for people. I mean, you go into the furniture stores and try to get a Chinese couch, right? Because they can't get them here because the ports are jammed up. And so the supply chain breakdown has destroyed their part of their export business. And they thought it wasn't going to matter because they thought, well, we're socialists. We don't need the money. We're just going to go straight over into war communism. Well, guess what? They do need the money. You know, war communism is a fiction. And they haven't had the wherewithal to start the war, maybe because Russia won't go with them, or maybe because they've got too many internal problems. I mean, they have a major, their other big problem is food. They have to buy, they don't produce enough food to feed about 750 to 800 million of their own people. And they have to get that food on the world market year to year. And now with the onset of the Grand Solar Minimum, which people don't like to talk about. On the left, it's forbidden, you know, to talk about it. And in China, it's forbidden. The sun is going into solar hibernation. The weather is becoming erratic, especially at both ends of the growing season. You had the record coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth in Antarctica here this past Antarctic winter. You know, I think it was 78 degrees below zero. And, we're looking at shorter growing seasons in both the northern and the southern hemisphere. And it's going to really get worse as we approach 2030. We might have one or two decent growing seasons left at the most. And they know it. They know all this.
All right.
Wow.
Wow's right.
That's, okay, I think it's connection's okay. Wow, that's something else. I mean, question the logic of supposedly our government has wanted farmers not to produce so much and have even, you know, threatened them, you know, trying to tell farmers what they should and shouldn't do in terms of planting or growing and threatening their subsidies if they don't comply. I mean, it seems like we have a pretty hungry world, and it would still be a good thing for America to function as a breadbasket for the world as much as possible, but that doesn't seem to be the way our policy is taking us.
Well, we are feeding a lot of countries, but the thing is, we had this giant drought in the western states that killed a lot of, I don't know how much grain was lost, but it was a considerable amount. And in fact, from those companies and regions that the Chinese like to buy the grain were the exact regions that, and of course, Europe experienced flooding like China did, and that hurt their grain production. So, and of course, you had an early freeze in Russia. And of course, you know, Beijing was covered with snow here in October, and they're getting it again, more cold weather. So, you know, the growing season at each ends in, you know, Eurasia tends to draw the cold air mass from the Arctic. And so they tend to get at the beginning of these grand solar minimums, they get punished more than we do. We haven't really experienced anything yet. And of course, there's an anomaly in this in that the northern hemisphere, summer, the Earth is closer to the sun than normal because of the movement of the outer planets. So this is why we're getting the warmer summers. But that doesn't save the world from the ultimate consequences of the flooding, which is really the main consequence. The first thing that happens at a grand solar minimum is there's more rain clouds are produced because more muons are reaching the oceans because the sun's electromagnetic field collapses and it doesn't revive. You know, that's what happens every 11 years. The sun's electromagnetic field collapses, reverses, and re-energizes. In a solar minimum, it just doesn't come back. That field doesn't. And that's where you get more cloud cover on the Earth, gradual cooling, and more rains, more precipitation. Although some areas can be afflicted with droughts because the jet stream moves.
Wow. Sounds like a precarious situation. It sounds like actually a little cooperation would be in order rather than trying to kill everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Glenn, thank you. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Jeff, we've got limited time here. Let's see if we can get one last caller in. Jerry in Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you, John, for accepting this call. You all have begun the show talking about treaties. Due to a time limitation of your show and me getting on, I would just suggest that people need to read the Treaty of Paris. and then they need to do some studying on the Constitution, and then maybe they might get ready to understand what has actually happened to this country. These are facts. This is history. There is, you know, complete fraud about our country. Read the Treaty of Paris, study it, and learn something. I won't take up the rest of your time of your show because I can't present what I want in the time. Maybe I'll catch it another time.
Okay,
thank you.
Jerry. Thank you for your call. Jeff, about 2 minutes here to summarize your thoughts. Get out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, the last caller, I didn't entirely, you know, answer his question.
Go ahead and go for it, sir.
Yeah. You know, he wanted to know about how all this is going to play out with the economy and stuff. And of course, we have this serious problems in our own economy. He'd mentioned the killing of farming here, the attempt to get rid of beef, for example. They don't want people to have cows. They want to make it difficult for dairy farming, difficult for you know, look at the price of beef. And that is part of a kind of the politically correct communist agenda that, you know, meat is a capitalist thing, that people could live perfectly well on a vegetarian diet, on a vegan diet or something, and that would feed more people and make everything more equal because, you
and
know, the
bugs.
Rich people
and
yeah,
eat, bugs.
Eat bugs, whatever. and, you know, this is kind of, and of course, it's one of those things that in the grand scheme of things, the communist movement sort of always shoots itself in the foot because they don't quite understand all of the consequences of the many lies and agendas that they have, that they end up tripping over them, their own agendas. And this is a case where that's happening. I don't think that the Chinese anticipated the massive flooding and loss of food that they've had 2 years in a row now. And so I think in attempting to choke off, you know, one of the ways you can control people is the food supply. Of course, if the government here is controlled by leftists and they can get control of the food supply, they can get control of us. And, of course, this is backfiring on China now because any reduction of the food production in the United States now that they so desperately need it, it's not there to be had. And so my fear, of course, is what is the mechanism in the United States to prevent the Chinese from just buying all our food and our system just letting us starve? Oh, there's nothing in the shelves. We sold it all to China. You know, I don't know what that mechanism is. I've been talking to farmers and saying, is anybody watching this? Are we protecting ourselves? And I don't, you know, given who's in control in Washington, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not aware of that mechanism. Jeff, thanks for having me back next week. Appreciate it. That's it for today. Now, like any firearms ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.